Welcome back to Walsall West High School. Second half about to begin between D.C. Everest and Walsall West. It's a Tuesday afternoon of boys soccer. Weather is picture perfect. The score is not for the Evergreens, trailing 2-0 as the whistle has just sounded and play is back in. Walsall West is first to possess. Evergreens looking to come up and mark. Just because I'm doing this game from field level and the Everest bench is just to my right, can hear everything that was said at halftime, and I'll share some of that with you, the part that's suitable for broadcast and podcasting. Walsall West looking to possess again. Walsall West has the ball now at the edge of the attacking third with a 2-0 lead. Roush gets this ball forward to Kyle Durr. Durr, edge of the box, looking to drive in. Evergreens can't give up anything here. Challenging there is Oliver Nazari-Witt. That was a clean play inside the box, dangerous, and got the ball out of play. It's going to be a Walsall West corner kick. Nazari-Witt, I mean, you've got to get ball in that spot. If you foul the opponent, you're going to give up a penalty kick. And the Evergreens already have given up one goal and a foul from just outside the box. Line drive corner, too tall for everyone. Goes all the way through. Evergreens take this on the far side. I'm Chris Conley, voice of the Evergreens. Give you a scoring recap in just a minute. Long ball ahead for TJ Knutson. Got a little bit of room to operate. Drives along the near side. He's marked up there by William Clancy. Clancy, good defense. TJ still possesses. Now he's got a pack around him and loses the ball. Got to find somebody else who's open in that spot when you've got three around you. Evergreens possess the ball back. Closer towards the center line. That was a bad pass taken away by one of the goal scorers, Arith Medina. Leaves it over here to Kyle Durr, slides it off to the side. Cole Engerbertson tried to advance forward on Triton Schmidt, the freshman for the Evergreens. Schmidt got it away for a moment, but unable to clear it. So Walsall West pushes forward there at the edge of the attacking third. Ethan Katternack, who's one of the goal scorers, has this off to the side, into the box, off one of the Everest defenders, bouncing towards the goal and saved there by Matt Schaefer. Yeah, we played scoreless soccer for the first 36 minutes. And I guess what's frustrating for the Evergreens is that they had momentum in the early part of the match. The first 5 or 6 minutes, the Evergreens had all of the scoring chances. Didn't convert any of them. Play evened out since then. And, you know, for Everest's way of thinking, Walsall West hasn't quite earned either of their goals. These goals were kind of given to them in part on a foul and in part on a mistake. Evergreens had a foul called against them just outside the box. Evergreens try and set up a 5-man wall with the goalkeeper making 6, and the first shot there was clanged off that wall. A rebound was also deflected out, but Walsall West got a third look at the net, and Ethan Katternack scored from close range. It's at the 36th minute, made it 1-0. Evergreens gave the ball away near midfield. Arith Medina was able to slip past his defender. Medina transferred the ball right foot to left foot, just it was halfway down the box. Didn't strike the ball all that well, but placed it perfectly just inside the near post, beating Matt Schaefer, and that came late in the first half, the 43rd minute. The Evergreens were really hoping to get to halftime down just 1-0. Instead, they gave up that late goal, find themselves trailing 2-0. Evergreens try and chip this ball forward, and Walsall West takes it away. Yeah, the Evergreens have not gotten a good look at the net, have not had really a good run since the half began. Walsall West playing like they're up 2-0. Evergreens here on the defensive end have Connor Gilmore moving forward. Gilmore ahead to Schomer, now to TJ. TJ splits the defenders, going to try and drive on this. TJ is tackled, going to have a whistle. No, we'll play on through that. TJ, a lot of contact from behind, but that has not been called as a foul all match. Evergreen still possessed, trying to transfer that to his right foot was Connor Schomer. Schomer lost his footing, and the Evergreens still possess the ball, but further back. Evergreens to the far side. Tried to get that in. Walsall West takes it away. And the West captain comes up. Kyle Durr secures the ball near the midfield line. Durr looks to drive. Counter-attacking chance. Nicholas Roush is his teammate. He's the only one down there. Long ball for Roush along the far boundary. It's out of bounds. Too long for him. So he played 5 minutes into the second half. Still 2-0. The halftime message was, play as a team and don't get down on yourself. That after giving up that first goal, coaching staff thought that the team energy was low and that the Evergreens were spending way too much time blaming each other. Almost coming off their line there was Matt Schaefer. Schaefer's defender needed to come over and help out, get that ball off to the side. Evergreens counterattacking chance. Down the pitch to Diego Sanchez. Sanchez is in the middle. Nice spinning move past one of his defenders. Now leaves it off to the side for a teammate. Evergreens push forward towards the box, trying to get an offensive chance here. Across to TJ about 30 yards out. TJ, they set a screen for him for a moment. TJ now plays it back. That's a smart play. To Triton Schmidt, freshman, tried to chip that back to TJ, too short. And Wausau West will have a counterattacking chance here. As Ethan Katternack tried to get that ahead to Medina, taken away by the Everest defender, Triton Smith. And now push from behind. There's a foul against the Warriors. Nicholas Roush just ran over Connor Schomer. Evergreens want this quickly before West can get their defense set up. Lofted towards the goal. TJ headed in just over the crossbar. Evergreens on a quick restart. Schomer sent that towards the far post onto the head of TJ Knudsen and too tall, headed over the crossbar. Opportunity for the Evergreens on that quick start, and nothing came of it. Still 2-0.
Hallenbeck and number 9.
Hallenbeck comes in for the Evergreens. Jaglinski is on too. Here's the goal kick out. Evergreens trying to win this ball near midfield. It's along the far side. A lot of time in this one, but the Evergreens are trailing by 2 goals. One of the other messages was from the Everest coaching staff that they didn't think that Wausau West could score even strength on even strength. And the goals here came on a defensive giveaway. And not a first, but a second rebound after a foul was called. Evergreens towards the far side, looking to center there. It's into traffic, taken into too much traffic, and kicked out there by Asa Bettino. Evergreens back here, shot wide. Evergreens are putting a little more pressure on the net. Evergreens, at least to my eyes, have had as many scoring chances at West, haven't capitalized on them yet. Goalkeeper's going to kick this out. Line drive towards the center. Headed up. Evergreens control the 50-50 ball, but further back. Triton Smith, freshman defender, play it back to his goalkeeper. Now the Evergreens look for a restart. Don't want to give it away there. Kyle Durr is harassing. Evergreens have it. Slide it forward. TJ near midfield chips this ball ahead. Overrun by one of the Everest defenders. Trying to catch up with that for the Evergreens is Colin Belt, another freshman. Two freshmen on the field now. Couldn't get it, but it's knocked back. Belton's got it for the Evergreens for the time being. Over to Caden Hoppner, a sophomore. And that goes out of play off the Evergreens. Over the far touchline, it'll be thrown in. Shadows grow long, 53rd minute about to start. We're still in the early stages of the second half. Evergreens almost played that back to their keeper, almost gave up an own goal there. My goodness, that kind of afternoon. Matt Schaefer knew he couldn't pick it up, had to move to his left a couple of strides, keep that from out of his own net. And Wausau West now at the edge. This is ahead to Medina, high ball to the corner. Everest keeper is off his line, got a whistle, offside. Wausau West is offside there. Evergreens will restart. 53rd minute. Evergreens along the far side near the midfield line. It's Caden Hoppner. Evergreens are going to be subbing in Sam Watson, who I believe is coming on for the first time. Oliver Nazari-Witt will also come in next stoppage. Wausau West takes the ball back edge while the Everest defender was pushed out of the way in traffic. That's Tim Deloy. Rolls that ball towards the goal and gathered in by Matt Schaefer safely for the Evergreens. Not hard struck, not a difficult chance. Schaefer will punt this out. Line drive towards midfield. Diego Sanchez tries to close on it. Again, Wausau West with the two-goal lead, has possessed the ball more here. West player just slid down on the wet turf here, and Kyle Jaglinski takes away for the Evergreens. To the center, Diego Sanchez. Long ball to the side. Evergreens try and move this forward. Having to hold up for a moment. Shot chipped on goal, just wide. Trying to kind of to finesse that forward was Kyle Jaglinski. It's wide of the near post and out of play. Keeper has gathered it. He kept it in along the boundary line and will punt it out. High punted ball towards the center. Evergreens possess Garrison Peak along the far side. Evergreens having to wait a long time to get their subs on. That went out of play. Evergreens will throw it in, and now the subs come in. Sam Watson, a junior, first time we're seeing him. And Oliver Nazari Widow is one of the starters, comes in for the Evergreens. Diego Sanchez is coming off. And Caden Hoppner coming off for the Evergreens. 55th minute, so 10 minutes into the second half, and it's still 2-0 Walsall West.
And number four,
Watson will handle the throw-in. Watson, first time we see him get a touch. Over to Nazari Witt. The two new sets of legs on the pitch have the ball here. Evergreens looks to drive in from the far corner. Trying to get this to TJ in the box. One of the West players came out, cleared it away. Watson keeps the chance alive for the Evergreens, but he's 40 or 50 yards back now. Evergreens play this soft to Ben Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck looks to drive in towards the center of the pitch. Now plays it back. Wow, left it for what he thought was one of his teammates, and it's taken away by Asa Bettino for the Warriors. Evergreens just gave that ball away, and it comes back the other way. Walsall West pushes forward. Evers player tumbles to the ground. Play on. Walsall West has a 3-on-3 if they want to. Holding up for just a moment was Nicholas Roush, and Roush will play it back. Again, West doesn't have to be on the engine here, leading 2-0. Tried to get that to the center for Aerith Medina. Medina's one of the goal scorers, taken away by the Evergreens. Here's Connor Schomer. Schomer stopped on a dime for a moment. West player ran right past him. Now gets into the center. Evergreens trying to make something here. Garrison Peak had to go off his foot. Peak still possesses. Leaves it back, and now into the center here. Colton Benton off to the side now. Can Nazari Witt make something happen here? It's too long for him. Goes into the corner. Evergreens, though, take it right back. West cannot clear. Connor Schomer in traffic. Schomer plays it back to the corner to his teammate, Nazari Witt. Witt puts that on goal line drive, smothered and saved on the near post. Noah Kinesic smothered that. That was a tough angle down near the boundary line. Again, the angle diminishes the closer you get to that line, so that was going to be a tough chance for the Evergreens anyway. And the West keeper gets to punt it out. Warriors leading 2-0. The Evergreens need to leave themselves enough time to get two goals. This is chipped towards the box. 2-on-2 soccer here. Everest defender slides. That's clean to get that ball out. Now turning on it. Shot on goal. Save. Nicholas Roush got a right foot on that. Wheeled around it. Matt Schaefer plays it low and smothers that. Goes without saying, the Evergreens down 2-0 have dug themselves a deep enough hole. Can't be any worse than this. Should the Warriors go up 3-0, then we're just playing for the sake of playing. Evergreens are subbing in here. Connor Gilmore will come on. Colin Belton will come off. 58th minute. 2-0 West.
Number 2, Carson Cleaver.
Evergreens have a throw-in all the way along the far boundary. That's Sam Watson throwing it in. Watson goes back. Now Watson possesses. Plays that short. Connor Gilmore. Gilmore all the way across to the far side looking for Schomer. A little bit too hot. Came in over Schomer's outstretched foot. Evergreens still possess, but they have to move back to retreat. Ben Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck guarded and taken away by one of the Walsall West defenders. Came up and marked Hallenbeck and took the ball away. Evergreens, they'll get it right back. Hallenbeck back on his feet. Fought for that ball back. Love to see that. Here's Kyle Jaglinski. Plays it back now. Chersa low. Got a whistle. Foul on the Warriors. All right, the Evergreens, this will come about 10 yards over the midfield stripe. Connor Schomer is going to take it. He's going to be able to loft this into the scoring area. The Evergreens need something good to happen here. Schomer, line drive, it's hooking away and goes out of play. Evergreens are unable to keep that in. Again, there's a kick and a restart that just didn't account for the wind. The wind is blowing towards that corner, and it was wind blowing and out.
What?
Although out on, yeah, out on the Wausau West defender, the Evergreens will get a corner from this. Third corner kick for the Evergreens. Connor Schomer is going to take it. Line drive into traffic and wide of the near post. Garrison Peak and Jack Linsky were both there. Again, when you're going to line drive that corner kick like that, it's going to go into a lot of traffic. I mean, you're just taking your chances for how that's going to happen. It's out off one of the Wausau West players. Here comes another corner for the Evergreens at the 60-minute mark. Schomer again, this time more air under it, lofting towards the box. Headed, it's in close range and cleared out by Wausau West. Out of danger for the moment, Watson comes up, keeps this alive. Shot kicked away again by one of the West defenders. Up in front of the goal mouth and headed out of play. So the Evergreens put more pressure on the net, and they'll get another corner from the near side. TJ Knutson is going to take this from the near side.
Two!
Let's see how the Evergreens want to play this. One of TJ's teammates, Connor Gilmore, is coming in close. The Evergreens will play this short for Gilmore. TJ now gets the ball back. He's outside the box. TJ Laval, left foot. That was, yeah, left, not right. One hops it to the keeper and saved. Noah Kanisic turns the Evergreens away. That's a pretty good or promising 2 minutes for the Evergreens. Put some pressure on the net. Got to keep that up. Got to keep the level of energy going here. Goalkeeper punts it out towards the midfield line. Evergreens have it back again. Triton Smith. You know, momentum has kind of changed for the Evergreens over the last couple of minutes. That ball is taken away from Sam Watson. West tries to drive forward. Kyle Durr. Durr took it into traffic, had it knocked away by Triton Smith of the Evergreens. West possesses again. Durr again got a whistle. It's a foul on the Warriors. Warriors were offside. Yeah, that last player was down. Down beyond the last defender, Diego Sanchez comes back in for the Evergreens on the next stoppage. About to enter the 62nd minute. Evergreens still looking to find their first goal here. Evergreens again, possession now has become back to an Everest advantage. Here's Sam Watson for the Evergreens. Watson with a long ball down the sideline, plays that forward for Oliver Nazari-Witt. Can Witt win the race to it? He can't, and it goes off his foot and out of play. It's a throw in for the Warriors there. Our next DC Everest sports broadcast, well, it'll be the other type of football. Everest Varsity travels to Fond du Lac on Friday night. That is our longest road trip for Friday night football this season. About, what, 2 hours and 20 minutes? That game will be on tape delay, part of a American football doubleheader. Wausau East Rhinelander, 7 o'clock kick. Evergreens and Fondy for a football around 9:30 on Friday. Watson chips that towards the goal. Got a little air under it. Kicked out. Watson will possess again. He's 40 yards away. Circles back. They're playing Watson kind of soft. Plays that off to the side. Watson's a big kid. We've seen him exclusively in the second half. Wausau West takes this ball away. Durr. Centers for a moment, gives it ahead. That's a really nice ball. Shot on goal and a score for Wausau West. Durr ahead to Nicholas Rausch. Rausch, the Everest defense was not back there. Durr with a really nice ball ahead to Rausch. And Matt Schaefer, the goalkeeper for the Evergreens, just kind of on an island. And it was put on the far post. Very little chance for the Evergreens to make a play there. The Evergreens have just gone down 3-0. A goal at the 63rd minute. Durr to Nicholas Rausch. It was Durr who made the chance happen there. Durr split defenders. He was, what, 40 yards away when he put a nice ball right ahead to Nicholas Rausch. And the Everest defense was not back. Durr had to go through that double team. And when he did, the Evergreens just not in good defensive position. Matt Schaefer, the Everest goalkeeper, was very frustrated by that score, too. Saw that player get it into the scoring area. Goalkeeper was kind of left all alone there. His defense faltered on him. That ball was just touched into the far corner on the far side post. Even the best goalkeeper, and Matt Schaefer's a good one, can't defend that much net without help from your teammates. 3-0 now, and Wausau West sure does now look like a likely winner. Evergreens, meantime, have to try and make something positive come out of this. Subs coming in. Colin Belton, Caden Hoppner about to come in. Raul Rosales will come in too. High ball from near midfield. Evergreens try and possess this here. And you know, the Evergreens had their chances to cut this down to 2-1 about 2 minutes before that goal came. Evergreens on the edge here looking to drive in to TJ Knudsen in traffic. Plays this back now to Garrison Peak. And chipped towards the near side, smothered by the Wausau West keeper on the near side post. Noah Kinesic hasn't allowed anything for the Evergreens so far. Punts this ball out. Wind aided beyond the midfield line, where the Evergreens Chersa Lowe will battle for it and came away with that 50-50 ball. Here's Kyle Jaglinski. Jaglinski slides this ahead to TJ Knudsen. He's 30 yards away. TJ looks to drive through. Had one of the defenders chip that ball away from him. Kyle Jaglinski afterwards plays off to the side. Evergreens try and center this. Wausau West takes it away. Coming up is Carson Keebler. Keebler with a long ball ahead to Arith Medina. Medina, can he keep that in bounds? No, he can't. It's out of bounds off West. Evergreens will have a throw in, and the Evergreens can get their subs in here. Let's see who's coming out.
In the game for the Evergreens, number 14,
Sam Watson will come off for the Evergreens.
Raul Rosales.
Garrison Peak will come off for the Evergreens.
And returning for the Warriors, number 6, Will Brown.
Caden Hoppner is off.
Number 16, Corey Reeve.
Evergreens will throw in, but it's in their defensive end. Back to Chersa Lowe, and the Evergreens just kicked that ball out of bounds. Was giving it back to Ben Hallenbach in the spot that Hallenbach had just vacated. So Wausau West will get to throw in. Evergreens want to clean up some mistakes. Again, all three of the Wausau West goals. Well, two came on fouls. Beg your pardon, two came on defensive mistakes, and one came on a foul. So, I mean, from the Evergreens' point of view, the Evergreens have not given a good account of themselves. Too many mistakes today. That'll be one of the points of emphasis when the team goes back to practice here. Here's TJ Knudsen towards the middle. Leaves it for Colin Belton. Back to TJ. Looks to drive far side box. Challenge there. Slides. And shot goes out of bounds beyond the far post too wide. TJ had one of the defenders who was going to slide and challenge him for that ball. TJ probably let the shot go before he wanted. It is out of bounds off Wausau West. So there's going to be a corner kick for the Evergreens here. And TJ is going to take it. Line drive into traffic and on the near side post, smothered. Ball went out of play. Goalie will get to kick it out here at the 67th minute. 2-0 at halftime and 3-0 now. All Wausau West over DC Everest. Kicked out towards the midfield stripe. Yeah, you know what? The Evergreens, on even terms with Wausau West, these teams are about even. The Evergreens have been the team that's made more mistakes today. And give Wausau West credit, everyone identifies TJ Knudsen as the leading scorer for the Evergreens, the biggest offensive threat. And Wausau West have kept TJ marked pretty tightly today. Also, West player Ethan Katernack, who's one of the goal scorers, looks like he's pulling up like he's got an ankle injury or something. He's going to come out here, I think. Nope. Going to tough it out. Ball was kicked out of bounds. Evergreens will get a throw in. Now into the 68th minute. That ball is headed out of play by Wausau West. The Evergreens will throw it back in. They've improved their position by about 20 or 30 yards downfield, though. With a win today, the Evergreens will fall to back below 500. 2-3-1, unless there's a big comeback in this match. And Wausau West will be a perfect 5-0. Evergreens play this off to the side. That ball is too strong for Raul Rosales, who tracked that down. Rosales engages with one of the West players, can't keep it in bounds, out of play. Cole Ingebertson is coming in.
Returning for the Warriors,
See if they're going to take Ethan Katternack off. I thought Katternack was hurting, and yes, he will come off here. Katternack looked like something was wrong with his ankle the last time the play came in front of us. Walsall West will throw in their defensive end along the far side. Evergreens take it back. And the Evergreens play this back. Triton Smith over to Chersa Lowe. The Evergreens now go across the pitch to Ben Hallenbeck. He's got a little more room on the near side and looks to advance. Slid ahead to Diego Sanchez. Sanchez looks to drive in. Sanchez tries to get past a defender, ran right into the West defender, and down he goes. Trying to pick up is Colin Belton. Plays it back, all the way back to Chersa Lowe near the midfield stripe. The Evergreens run in and then have to go back out. Triton Smith tried to chip that forward to Rosales on the far side. Too short. Walsall West takes it back. Now West centering taken away here by Ben Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck tries to chip that forward just outside the box over the foot of Oliver Nazari Witt, like Witt wasn't quite expecting that ball. And the Evergreens took the ball back. Hallenbeck didn't quite give up on the play. I think his teammate was ready to receive it, though. Too bad. Got to always be ready. This one all the way down the pitch goes out of bounds off Walsall West. Evergreens will throw in. It's all the way near their touchline. Put back into Chersa Lowe. To the center. No one there. It's a bad pass. Yeah, I think the Evergreens will probably agree that, you know, when two even teams meet, it's, you know, who makes the most mistakes. The Evergreens have given up a couple of goals on mistakes. Got to clean that up. 70th minute in a 3-0 match. Got the look of a disappointing day for the Evergreens. Evergreens had come in off back-to-back shutouts. That's gone away today. And the Evergreens are about to suffer their first conference loss. Three new players come in. John Belton is back in. Sam Watson comes back on for the Evergreens. And Connor Schomer, who is out for a little while, is going to come back on for the Evergreens. TJ Knutson will come out. Kind of frustrating for TJ today. Chersa Lowe is also coming off. And Raul Rosales, freshman, coming off. Yeah, the Evergreens have three freshmen on their roster, and all have seen a lot of time on the playing field. Colin Belton, Raul Rosales, Triton Schmidt. So you know they're quality players. The Evergreens have a really good soccer program, so for a freshman to play varsity means that they're a good one. Evergreens send this down, trying to run toward is Belton, but a West defender is closer, a little bit too long for him, and nothing comes of that chance. West counterattacking chance moves this ball forward. William Brown. Brown in the center now to Corey Reith. Too long for Reith and cleared away for Ben Hallenbeck of the Evergreens. I guess what the Evergreens are really not going to like now is that Walsall West has pulled some of their starters. None of the three goal scorers are on the field right now. Walsall West very comfortable with this 3-0 lead. The Evergreens find themselves now playing against some secondary players. Ricky Yang will come in. And Oliver Nazari Witt, sophomore, will come off for the Evergreens. Subbing in at the 72nd minute. Evergreens throw in along the far side. Thrown into traffic, headed out. Walsall West possesses, takes it away in the defensive end. You know, the Evergreens' energy, too. Last 5-10 minutes, not as good. You hate to say it, it is almost like the white flag is up. A lot of time left in this match. It's along the near side. Walsall West seems to be the more energetic team, and West doesn't have their starters in right now. It was carried all the way down by Carson Keebler for the Warriors, and then out of bounds. West gets it back. West nice and slow. Nicholas Rouse goes across. Asa Battino, he's the one starter that's still in here, goes all the way across to Joseph Herr. And the Evergreens here come up. Yeah, again, the Evergreens should be possessing the ball much more. The Evergreens, and TJ Knutson is off right now for the Evergreens, and so is Diego Sanchez. No, beg your pardon, Diego Sanchez is right there, just showed his big 1-5 to me. Evergreens, with more of their starters on the field right now, should be possessing more and should be generating more opportunities, and that's just not the case. The foul here out near the midfield line called on the Evergreens. Tim Deloy is going to clear this away. Again, our score is 3-0 Wausau West. Deloy puts a lot of air on this ball. It's going to go edge of the box, headed into traffic, shot from West over the crossbar. Nicholas Rausch came to Rausch, put it over. Rausch is the one goal scorer who is on the field right now, and he may be coming off right now. Keenan Herr comes on. And Corey Reith will come off. Yeah, kind of on a hot, humid day. It's 82 degrees when we started this match. A little bit cooler now as the sun is starting to set. Also, I mean, it's the kind of day where we haven't played a lot of these hot and humid games. Most of the early season weather has been cool, so maybe when you're trailing and the air comes out of the balloon a little bit, start to feel that the weather conditions are playing in. You'd want to hydrate a lot. We've got a foul called on Wausau West here. Evergreen's long, lofting ball over the head of John Belton, played in the corner, kept alive here by Connor Schomer. Schomer is tackled down at the edge of the box, play on. Got enough ball there. Now into traffic. Evergreen's trying to center on this. Overrunning, tangled up with one of the West defenders is the Evergreen's Colin Belton. Ball goes out of play.
Diego!
Actually, they've called a foul there on Wausau West. Oh, the Evergreens are going to get a kick here. Evergreens will get a kick from just outside the box. This will be the Evergreens' best scoring chance in a while. Connor Schomer is going to take this. So a foul called on Wausau West. Schomer, and standing also behind the ball is Connor Gilmore. Gilmore will take it. Shot there. Save. Put straight on to the goalkeeper, and Noah Kinesic smothers it. Not such a creative chance from just outside the box. The keeper will get to punt it away. Nothing right for the Evergreens here. High ball from John Belton, no one there. Belton was hoping that Ricky Yang would run under it, and he didn't. 76th minute on what suddenly has the feel of kind of a lost afternoon. Evergreens have kept T.J. Knudsen out for an extended period of time. Here's Connor Schomer. Schomer is over the midfield stripe and leads it off to the far side. Diego Sanchez is there. One of the Everest players goes down. He's fouled. Evergreens are going to get a kick. This one is further out than the last one by another 15 yards or so. Evergreens could probably put something on goal from here. Let's see how Everest wants to play this. Schomer plays it low into the box, into traffic, just across the goal mouth and wide. Connor Gilmore almost got a foot on it, just a little bit wide. Direct kick, low, hard, bouncing in. The Evergreens had a player that was closing on it, couldn't get to it.
Number 9, Kyle Durr, and number 20, David Deloy.
So we stay at 3-0. Some of the West starters are going to get one more shift on the field, it looks like. Kyle Durr is back on. Wausau West gets to kick this out to the middle of the field. Played off to the side, off the foot of Kyle Jaglinski, unable to control it. Wausau West will throw in. 2-0 at halftime, 3-0 now. And the Evergreens have given up goals at inopportune times. I mean, there's never a good time to give up a goal, right? Right. But the Evergreens, this was a 1-0 game when Wausau West scored from close range off a foul just outside the box. And the Evergreens really needed to keep this at 1-0 to halftime, and they gave up a goal with less than 2 minutes left to play in the half on Aerith Medina's goal. And just, you know, I thought 1-0 is where you needed to keep the game. And when it got to 2-0 and now 3-0, it's a difficult cause. Hard to see this one going right. Now at the 78th minute, so we have 12 minutes of play left. Evergreens are still being shut out by a Wausau West team that, again, they've made fewer mistakes. Wausau West has taken away, at least for the time being, the Evergreens' leading scorer. So without T.J. Knudsen in the scoring column for the Evergreens, not much has gone right. Evergreens driving here, John Belton. Belton is taken down in the corner. Is Belton fouled? No, ball just went out of play. And Wausau West will sub in Ethan Katternack, who is one of the goal scorers from earlier in the first half. He comes on. Nicholas Rouse comes off.
Hey, Kyle, this is a big hole.
Well, I mean, the season is long, and there's a tremendous amount of soccer to play. The Evergreens, though, might feel like they're going to wind up chasing this game. The Evergreens and Warriors will meet later in the year. I believe we're scheduled for a podcast of that. So we'll see if the Evergreens has some growth between now and then. Wausau West possesses. Evergreens come up, take the ball away. Kyle Jaglinski. Now off to the side. Jaglinski looks to get it back. A little bit too long for him, and Wausau West takes it away. This Evergreens team is really frustrated now. Some of the players, as they see those passes go too long, or they see a West defender come up and mark the ball, body language is not all that good. Wausau West now in the scoring area, but Triton Schmidt comes up for the Evergreens, takes it away. That's a good defensive play there. Plays this over to Belton. To the near side, Schomer. Schomer drives in. Schomer's had a couple of chances that nothing's come of. P.J. Knutson will come back in for the Evergreens on the next stop. Chersa Lowe will come in. Garrison Peak. And Oliver Nazari-Witt. There they are. Whistle sounds. And one, two, three, four new players come in. Which kind of a frustrated Everest team. Right at the 80th minute. 10 minutes left to play. Wausau West 3, D.C. Everest
returning
nothing.
Returning for the Evergreens, number 4, Oliver Nazari-Witt. Number 7, Tamarat Knutson. Number 11, Garrison Peak.
Wausau West 10, gets to throw in. Evergreens take this 8, ball away. Kyle Jaglinski, he plays it back to Hallenbeck, who now plays it back to Chersa Lowe. Chersolo, long ball across, a little bit too hot for Diego Sanchez. Over his head, Sanchez tries to keep it in play along the touchline. It went out off the West defender there. Evergreens throw it in to Garrison Peak. Peak with a little bit of run now leaves it for Chersolo. Chersolo looks to create, tries to slide that ball to the end line. Well, one of the Wausau West players just cut off Garrison Peak, and Peak couldn't get to the ball. Cleared out. Yeah, Wausau West defense has been solid today. Evergreens have made some mistakes, and Wausau West has not. And we're at 3-0 here with 9 minutes left in tonight's match. Late afternoon here, so the shadows are getting long across the soccer pitch here at Wausau West. The field has held up well. We had thunder and lightning overnight, so things were wet this morning. And this morning it was cloudy and cool. When the sun came out, the humidity has gone way up, and that's made it maybe the last day or two of the entire year that's going to feel like summer. As we transition to fall, some of the trees already starting to change color around here. Evergreens try and get this to T.J. Knutson, cutting it off. William Clancy. Clancy sends it out of play. Evergreen Schomer will throw this in. Thrown into Connor Gilmore. Gilmore's in the center, about 40 yards away. Plays it back. Triton Schmidt. Off to the side. Evergreens slide this forward. Triton Schmidt gets it back. Can he loft something high or create here? Tries to keep it on his foot in traffic. And Wausau West. West has done a good job marking up these balls. Yeah, the West defense has been solid. Evergreens still fighting. Triton Schmidt along the far side went out of play. Throw in for the Evergreens. 82nd minute. Can the Evergreens make something positive happen here in the closing couple of moments of the match? Thrown in traffic to Kyle Jaglinski. Evergreens fight for it, edge of the box. Defender comes up. Tim Deloy parks it out of play. Wausau West will send in a couple of subs. Cole Engelbretson comes back in. Drew Marquardt comes onto the pitch.
Returning for the Warriors, number 13, Drew Marquardt, and number 18, Cole
Carson Keebler is coming off. David Deloy is coming off.
Stopping the clock at 85, right?
Ball is thrown in and quickly goes out of play again. It'll be an Evergreens throw-in. Noah Kinesic, the keeper for Wausau West, has been solid today, too. He smothered a couple of chances. This one's bounced towards the box, close range. There he is, just like he had rabbit ears, came off the line, and Kinesic made a save. Ball was chipped forward towards Kyle Jaglinski. Keeper comes off his line, made that stop, and a long punt out. Evergreens have Chersa Lowe back there, and Lowe is going to play it back to his goalkeeper, Matt Schaefer. Schaefer slides it off to the side to Ben Hollenbach. Evergreens are in their defensive end. Now Connor Schomer. Schomer almost lost the ball there. Schomer plays this ahead to TJ, but he's just over the center line. Not a lot of room there. Ahead to Kyle. Jaglinski tries to get it back to TJ. And again, that ball's too slow in getting there. TJ can't come back to that ball. It's parked out of play by one of the Wausau West players. Ball is thrown in to Ben Hallenbeck. Over to Garrison Peak. The Evergreens have it near midfield. The Evergreens, wow, they play this back, and the Evergreens miscommunicate. The goalkeeper comes all the way out 40 yards out of his net to kick that forward. Evergreens are going to play that back, and there was no one back there. Garrison Peak. Peak tries to slide that ahead to Jaglinski into traffic. Wausau West seems like everything that goes into traffic from Wausau West that the Wausau West has well defended. West counterattacking 3-on-2. Evergreens rush another defender back. Trying to drive on the net is Nicholas Rausch. Keeper well off his line. Knocks the ball away. Matt Schaefer came off. Ball deflects off the Everest goalkeeper. It's going to be a corner kick for Wausau West.
Ethan.
West already leading 3-0. Coming back on is Areth Medina. He's one of the goal scorers. Ethan Katernack comes off, who is also one of the goal scorers. Corner kick for West at the 85th minute. A lot of air under this, headed towards the goal. Kicked out, beat the keeper, and kicked out by one of the Everest defenders along the near post. Connor Gilmore, last line of defense. And now the Everest goalkeeper gathers it in, Matt Schaefer. Schaefer throws this out. Evergreens have a 2-on-2 counterattacking the other way with West chasing. Diego Sanchez ahead to TJ Knutson. Now everyone holds up and off to the side. Schomer. Schomer high cross headed out by Wausau West. Trying to wheel on that as Diego Sanchez deflected away. TJ Knutson keeps it alive in the corner, though, and trying to play it back, deflects off one of the Wausau West players. TJ will throw in from the far side. Throws it in traffic to Oliver Nazari-Witt, kicked out. Just 4 minutes left until full time. Wausau West pitching a shutout here, 3-0. Went out of play along the far boundary. Evergreens will throw in. Still 30 yards away, though. Disappointing for the Evergreens. This will be a team that the Evergreens would really like to get a win against when they meet again later in the season. High in the box, shot turning on that, deflected. Garrison Peak wheeled around with his big right foot and went off one of the Wausau West defenders. Again, West's defense is one of the stories of this game. I mean, the two storylines, Evergreens have made too many mistakes to win against a quality opponent today, but Wausau West's defense has been good, hasn't given up much. Here's Medina, who's back on. Not sure why he's in this late, but he's getting another run. Evergreens take this ball back. Room there for Diego Sanchez. Along the far boundary, Wausau West player kicked it out of bounds. Evergreens will get a throw in. On the restart, played in traffic to TJ Knutson. Yeah, that's that frustrating day right there. Knutson tried to turn with his right foot, and the Wausau West defender Tim Deloy was right there. And Deloy was able to knock that ball away. Goes out of play. Evergreens will get a throw in, and the Evergreens will put Raul Rosales back in. Another one of their freshmen will come in as Connor Schomer's day is coming to an end.
Into the game for the Evergreens, number 16, Raul Rosales.
Evergreens will throw in. 2 minutes left in regulation, and it looks like the Evergreens are going to be shut out today. Wausau West takes it away on the throw-in. Evergreens get it right back. And they make something positive happen in the closing moments. No, that one went over the touchline. It's going to be a corner kick for the Evergreens. Looks like Diego Sanchez is going to take this corner from the far side. 88th minute. Corner here, high ball, a little bit of air to the near side post. It is chipped up and wide of the near post. On the foot of Oliver Nazari-Witt, unable to steer it. Goal kick, and we are 90 seconds away from full time. We'll use the closing time in this podcast to recap the scoring and then send these teams on their way. Scoreless soccer until the 36th minute. Foul was called on the Evergreens defensively just outside the box. Wausau West put that ball into the Evergreens wall. It deflected out, and then a second deflection was a score from close range. 36th minute from Ethan Katternock, making it 1-0. Evergreens were trying desperately to get to halftime, trailing just 1-0, and they gave up a goal late in the first half. At the 43rd minute, Arith Medina was able to slide the ball on a takeaway from one of the Everest defenders. Slide the ball left foot to right foot, and then was able to place it perfectly. Slow rolling shot where he had the keeper beat on the near side post. That was the late goal in the first half that dug the Evergreens a hole that they just never got out of. 2-0 at intermission. And then on a good defensive play for Wausau West, Kyle Durr split defenders at midfield and put a perfect ball ahead to Nicholas Rausch. The Evergreens didn't have their defense set up, so a defensive mistake. Rausch made a beeline for the goal. The Evergreens goalie Matt Schaefer was on an island and was beaten to the right side from close range, making it 3-0. That goal coming at the 63rd minute, and we've been scoreless since then. This game is about to go final. Congratulations to the Wausau West Warriors. They improve to 5-0 in the season and get their third conference win. The Evergreens now have one win and one loss in conference play and will fall to 2-3-1. That's going to wrap up our coverage today. Katternall, Medina, and Rausch are the three goal scorers. Congratulations to Wausau West. They've just defeated D.C. Everest 3-0. We're at full time. I'm Chris Conley. Thank you for listening to our soccer podcast coverage on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, and on our websites, foxsportswausau.com and everythingevergreens.com. Good night, everybody.